This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com. With your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back. Aren't you excited? All of you who listen to us on a weekly basis, the three of us, the three amigos, the three musketeers, the who-know-what-three, the sun is out, it's beautiful, and it's a joyful time because the three of us are back. We could care less about Rodriguez. We've got Denise Dirks is back from her... You've been gone a while, my friend. And also Todd Kunin, myself, Fred Penny. We have Cal Hunter back. We needed a break, and we took a break last Saturday.
We did.
And we did the best of, and I hope you guys all enjoyed our one of our best of. We've been doing this for over a year now, Denise, so... We have a lot of best of.
We do.
And so we just did a best of, and it was a nice break for us, wasn't it?
It was a really nice break, but I missed you guys.
I know, I missed you too, and you've been 2 weeks because you were gone the week before.
I was.
So it was just Todd and I, and we were so good at case or no case the week before.
Yeah. One point.
The points that we racked up, oh my, I was...
I have to say that I laughed so hard listening to you guys on the radio.
In retrospect, I felt like I was in Vegas playing the roulette wheel, and for whatever reason, I was just going to bet the same color every time, putting it all on red.
You did.
Putting it all on red.
And I'm like, yes, good.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, our case or no case, we get points. And Todd and I were by ourselves week before last. Denise was not here. So
and you guys could have got double points.
Yeah, we could have caught up on points for the lemon bars, what is Donna's lemon bars. But Todd got 0 points in three attempts, and I got one. Cal, what happened?
Well, the first problem was I gave you one case or no case where there was a double point possibility, and you both got biffed on
it. It was like pulling like a nail from under your thumbnail or
yes.
Something like that.
It was my voodoo magic.
It was the voodoo magic.
No, I think it's just you guys are really very good at trying to read people and figure out, you know, well, let's not listen to what Cal's saying. Let's listen to how he's saying it.
Yeah, we're overanalyzing, Cal. We're overanalyzing. Lawyers overanalyze all the time. Yeah. And I think Todd and I overanalyze. But I got to say one thing. At least I got 1 point. At least I got something. And so it's like saying... I lost the NBA game 105-1, but that's okay. I've got the 1 point. But here's the most important part. I am so happy because it's football season.
Yeah.
Tell there's got to be a bong, a bing, or something for that. There's got to be a sound.
I would have had the Monday night football thing.
Football. Yeah. Football season is on us. I love college football. I am a fan.
Me too.
Of watching college football. I know Denise is an Oregon Duck, just so you know. And she follows the Ducks. How are the Ducks doing, by the way?
Well, their first game, they trounced them. They did really good. In fact, yeah. I was just looking that up because there's a game today, I think.
But yeah. Whom did they play in their first game?
Oh, they played Del Oro High School.
Yeah, yes. Marshmallow U.
Doesn't really count as a big convincing win.
Big win.
Del Oro High. The coach for the Ducks is the other team's quarterback must go down, and he must go down hard. He's only 14 years old. I don't care. Age means nothing.
He's the freshman starting as a senior. We're taking him down.
Yes.
All right, they played Bowling Green, and they won 58-24.
Yep, Marshmallow U.
Bowling who?
Bowling Green.
That's Kentucky.
I know Bowling Green. It's actually a beautiful town.
No, I know that. But really, are we in Kentucky? No, so I can say
you could be safe and
I could be safe and say derogatory remarks.
Not exactly a football powerhouse, but they did get to play the Ducks. You know, and college teams do this. They, in the sense they don't have a big practice season, or that you know they do, but they bring in all these little. Well, they bring in marshmallow teams that they know they can beat. They offer them big money and say, come in and play us. We'll kick you around the football field. You can go home with sore tails, but big money in your pocket.
Well, the fix was in when the Bowling Green players showed up, and they said, hey, coach, the other team, they ain't wearing any flags.
Yeah.
What's wrong? How are we gonna
coach,
full contact.
This is no fun.
Yeah, they're
out. No, it was when they lined up, like, bowling, like you would in a bowling alley.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Or what did Coach Ditka say? They're playing the Sisters of the Poor.
Coach, half the team. Where's half the team? They're in the bathroom changing their pants. We digress. Hey, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We will do case or no case. You can do hashtag case or no case. As usual, we always try to get points. But Denise and I and Todd it's really close. I know Denise and I are fairly close. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
You're behind me.
And I know I'm behind. There's no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, I'm behind you.
That close.
But don't forget, a lot of the stuff we're going to talk about today are allegations. And we want to put that out there because we're talking about cases that are still pending, stuff that is, you know, going on, and everything that you hear, you got to double check. We're not saying it's 100%. Fact, because a lot of it is allegations from one side or the other. Remember, go to our beautiful website at www.radiolawtalk.com and listen or watch our disclaimers or read them. But we are disclaiming everything right now. Just disclaim, disclaim, disclaim.
So I'll give you an example. So like when Fred pays me a compliment and says, you know, Todd is a pretty good attorney. That's all alleged. Okay?
Yes.
That's all alleged. Go and prove it yourself, because that's an allegation.
Right.
You know, and that's just Fred's opinion.
Well, we're going to talk about Johnny Depp today, so let's talk about allegations.
Right. We're coming full circle with Johnny Depp.
So he settled his case with his management company.
Yeah, and the accountants.
Mm-hmm. And then the lawyers, these cases are still going on. We're going to tee that up. They're going
to
talk about some interesting motions before the court that we're going
to
discuss what
and
has happened.
And the remedies are amazing.
I think it's going to settle between you and I, but it's coming up for trial, because there's no way that thing wants to go to trial.
The freak out factor in Hollywood is very high right now.
That's exactly right. And we're going to talk about that lawsuit. Bob Ross, our sweet little old painter that passed away, his company's being sued for trademark infringement on air fresheners. We're going to talk about that.
Oh.
It wasn't intentional, Your Honor. It was a happy accident.
That's exactly right.
It's a happy accident.
Did I mess up? And when I start painting to the left, oh, there are no. What do you say? There are no mistakes.
There are no mistakes. Look at this tree. He needs a friend. We'll just put a friend in right there.
That's exactly.
All right. Look at this squirrel. Look at this squirrel I just brought in from home. Yeah. He's got rabies. He'll kill 5 people in my family, but I'm going to let him go anyway. Because it's just what nature would want us to do.
That's exactly. Don't you love his hair, too?
Oh, yes. I know some stories about Bob Ross that he used to talk.
And I'm going to tell you, so I do have some. I was about to buy one of his original paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about, because I enjoy art, and
right.
I was setting up to buy it and everything, and actually I was gonna call him, and I actually talked to someone in his, and then he passed away, and I'm like, oh man, they just went up 3 times. I don't
yeah, they did.
Now.
You know, every episode he did two of the same painting. He did one painting when he did it, and then if you watch when he's doing the painting, he's looking over at the painting that he drew before. So that he knows, you know, so they can fit it into the time slot.
We're gonna talk about Kavanaugh hearings. That's a big deal thing going on.
Oh yes.
Kevin Garnett, man, Denise found this and nailed this. Kevin Garnett is now suing his accountants, the former NBA player, for basically losing money for him. And we're going to talk about that lawsuit.
Well, stealing money from him.
Yeah, stealing.
Or enabling the theft.
Yes, enabling the theft. Right. Then we're going to have a case or no case, which is the most important part. And then we're going to see if the three of us can get a couple points. And after that, who knows what's going to happen. We got 3 hours of fun with Denise, Fred, Cal, and Todd.
Allegedly.
We'll be right back after this. Play us some nice out music.
When Fred says these four names, he does not necessarily mean that is actually those individuals. It may be a facsimile thereof.
Get us out.
Radio Law Talk continues in a moment. Don't go away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
I like that show, too. That's a great show. So we're going to do some case or no case.
Hey, Fred, I want to talk about a potential lawsuit that's going to come.
Okay, go ahead.
We just heard about this today. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj got into a really big fight.
Ooh.
At Harper's Bazaar Icons Party.
Hey, get ready with the cat sounds, okay? Find some cat sounds, okay? Go ahead.
Here's the sounds I think are appropriate.
I can translate.
You don't care about that.
Okay, all right, so what happened?
So, well, apparently the security guards were holding back Nicki Minaj, uh-huh. and Cardi B was taking swipes at her, and then Nicki Minaj got away from the security guards and ripped her dress, and, I mean, her rear end was hanging out, the whole thing.
Todd's going to be smiling.
Now, these are allegations.
I'm Googling.
These are allegations.
Yeah, picture.
There's good pictures.
Oh. Wait, hold on.
Cardi B, there's like a golf ball underneath her skin, just over her left eyebrow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Here, Todd, do that. Put your hand. This is what he did. All right, there. I'm going to tweet it live. Go ahead.
I mean,
so what's the ramification? We got two ramifications. You're going to have, you could have a civil lawsuit,
correct,
and criminal lawsuits, but they can, hold on, they can press charges against each other, see? And that's going to be the problem.
And it would be mutual combat, perhaps.
Well, it might be, unless, okay, again, this is all alleged, but reading the same article that you just pointed out here.
Who's the article from?
Looking at one from Rolling Stone.
Okay.
And if
I'm reading People. So.
And if it's true that Nicki Minaj and Cardi B had been separated, and then Nicki Minaj broke away from the separation and went back and hit her again, and did this damage by breaking away, which, I mean, it appears at some point in time they separated and then she broke through and they got back together. Well, that might not be mutual combat, because mutual combat applies in the heat of the moment, but if there's a moment of separation and then somebody goes to further the action again, they could be hit.
Cardi did that. So what happened is the security guards, I think, were just there at the party, and Nicki Minaj is quite a force of nature. So they put her up against the wall, and they held her against the wall, and then Cardi B lunged at her and went for her when she was against the wall.
Okay, let me see how to spell Nicki Minaj. How do you spell Nicki Minaj?
It's N-I-K-I.
Yeah, this is important.
N-I-C-K-I.
Is that how you spell her name?
And then Minaj is S-M-I-T-H.
M-I-N-A-J.
I'm kidding. It's M-I-N-A-J. S-M-I-T-H. Minaj.
Yeah.
M-I-N-I-J-H?
M-I-N-A-J.
It's French.
You could tell how big I am into this.
Mina J.
Okay, what's the other person? I don't even know who the other person she fought. Who is it? Does anybody out there care and know who this person is?
Yeah, she's actually quite famous now, and she's like the up-and-comer rapper.
And what's her call? What's her
Cardi
name?
B.
C-A-R-T?
C-A-R-D-I, and the initial B as in boy.
Cal, I just have to, because I got to tweet it out.
She's Axe's sister, Cardiac, who was not arrested, by the way. There was no cardiac arrest.
But I'm pumped. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Did you say that there was no way? Did you say there was no cardiac arrest?
Can we start case or no case?
I'm just checking to make sure there was no cardiac arrest.
You can't tee that up like that and not expect me to swing.
No, it's too easy.
It's time to play.
Too easy.
Case or no case.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, reminding no wagers. This is truly a contest of skill, and at the current moment, Mr. Fedpenny has 61 points, Denise Dirk has 64, Todd Kunin has 67, and the ever-absent Chris Rodriguez has 37. Just 37, so we're not going to sweat the whole Rodriguez thing that much. Now, I take you to... Hold on a second, I got to get there. I take you to Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee, by the way, because in the honor of football season, we have sports, case or no cases today. That is our theme.
Yes.
So Memphis, Tennessee. Grizzlies fan Bill Gieslin is sitting alongside the court when Kobe Bryant goes aggressively after a loose ball. He bruises his lung cavity, bruises Mr. Gieslin's lung cavity, allegedly, claiming that Kobe Bryant intentionally forearmed him so that he wouldn't get injured when he fell down. So Gieslin gets the bruised lungs, right? And he says, what's more, Kobe Bryant didn't even say I'm sorry when he ran back out onto the floor. Well, Gieslin died. Don't know if it's from these injuries, but he died. And following the injury, his family decided to move forward with a lawsuit seeking an amount in excess of $75,000. And
is that all his life was worth?
Well, that's
well. They didn't claim that he killed him. They just claimed that he bruised him and was mean to him. So I think they probably needed about $75,000 to put him in the ground. Anyway, so that's I ask you. I will start with you, Mr. Kunin.
Oh gosh.
Yes.
Is this a case or no case?
Remember hashtag case or no case on Twitter, or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to chime in.
I'm still in Vegas, and I'm riding that horse. I'm saying this is no case.
It's no case.
I'm saying this is no case, and here's my reasoning why. First of all,
yeah.
For you to be hurt by Kobe Bryant in a play that happened where he was just off, you got to have courtside seats. If you have courtside seats, you spend a pretty penny because those are not cheap. And if you are of the family that could afford to spend seats like that, you're going to sue for more than $75,000. You're not going to sue for just $75,000. That's unbelievably low. I have never heard of this case. I think it would have been bigger news if Kobe Bryant had hit somebody who died. I've never heard of this. I think this is all made up.
Again, they're not claiming that his death was related to the injuries. They're just claiming that he bruised him and beat him up.
I don't think that the press would allow Kobe Bryant to escape scrutiny based upon that attenuation. I still think it would have made bigger news. I'm going to say not a case.
Well, since Fred's personal injury, I'm going to go to Denise and get her view on this secondly. Denise, case? Or no case?
Well, I think I've heard of this. For some reason, I heard of this.
Oh, no. You have to recuse yourself. Okay.
Okay.
Looks like you read the news and Todd doesn't. There you go.
No, that's okay. What's your opinion, Denise?
I don't know any Memphis, Tennessee Grizzly fans at all. But I'm going to say that it's a case. And I'm going to say that they win.
Okay.
Very vague. Who wins, Kobe or the people?
You mean?
No, the family. The
okay.
family.
All right, all right.
All right, we're gonna roll this. I'm going to roll in and talk about it after the break.
Oh, the teaser.
I have an opinion. We'll be right back after this.
And Fred's been to a few games himself. He ought to know. We'll be right back on more Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
George Papadopoulos, the first Trump campaign foreign policy aide to be sentenced in the special counsel's Russia investigation, will spend 2 weeks in prison. He pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with a professor who was suspected of being an operative for the Russian government. His defense lawyer, Thomas Breen, says Mr. Papadopoulos was just doing his job.
He was loyal to the Trump campaign and more specifically to Donald Trump, his chosen candidate.
Just hours before sentencing, the president saying on Air Force One he didn't remember him.
I don't know Papadopoulos. I don't know him.
Starting last weekend, cops in New York City are no longer arresting people for smoking marijuana in public. Now Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez wants state law changed to make it easier to vacate past marijuana convictions.
There's a lot of conditions. One of the conditions that you have to not be convicted of another crime in the last 10 years. I think that makes sense.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
But he did suffer a bruised lung and some other things like that. His family goes on with the lawsuit against Kobe, seeking at least $75,000. And the question is, case or no case? And if so, what would the outcome be?
Ba-ba-boom. Mm-hmm. Answer. Mm-hmm. Now, again, I'm not a Memphis lawyer.
Tennessee.
That's what I know on Tennessee. I think that's in Tennessee. I thought it might be in Kentucky, but
is Memphis, Utah?
Yes.
Yeah.
There is one.
The answer is there is a case, and it's an assumption of the risk that he loses. Next.
So you're saying that the case was resolved by his family walking away empty-handed?
I think, okay, let's back up. Can I say?
No.
The answer is they do. I'm correcting him. I think that Kobe paid them money, but Kobe, they lost the case. They would lose the case. So I don't know what happened, because I'm going to say that they would not win that case, but I could see Kobe writing a check. So case, they would lose the case, but I think Kobe handed him a check.
So they settled.
$75,000 are probably equal about as much money as Kobe made during the first 5 minutes of that game.
Kobe gave him two tickets and a pair of Nikes.
Mm, okay, well, that's just a basketball crowd there to set the mood.
Yeah, here we go.
So here's what it is. Following Gieslin's death, his family decided to move forward with the lawsuit. It moved slowly through the legal system for another 4 years. And then in August of 2012, Kobe Bryant decided to settle out of court.
Yes, Fred Penny nailed it! Nailed it!
Although it does seem Gieslin's injuries were legit. Courtside tickets at the NBA game are purchased so you can be right next to the action. So it's very interesting that he sued. for something that he paid. I'm sorry, did I just get distracted? What's going on outside the window?
Two nicely built women just walked by.
Denise said that.
I thought it was Nicki Minaj and what's her name. Anyway,
I got to say is Todd was so. We're in a studio that you can look outside.
He did a head jerk.
I got to wear a neck brace given the whiplash I just got.
And Denise brought it up. Just so you know out there, those of you saying we're doing things not proper, we said nothing. It was Denise.
It's all me.
Yes.
But you got to understand, where we sit in our studio, Denise looks straight out, and Todd, it's you can't see because he saw it out of the corner of his eye. And, man, that chair spun so fast.
All I'm going to say is we really need to do a segment on yoga pants at some day.
I think that's stretching it.
People are turning their radios off. No, Cal, so I win.
You get 2 points. Denise, you said...
I said that it was a case, but they won.
So you get
at the
one
case,
point.
So I only get 1 point.
And Todd gets 0 points. Yes. Wow, you're on a roll, Mr. Kennedy.
So what's our count?
I know.
So as things stand right now, Mr. Penny is at 63, Denise is at 65, and Todd is at 67.
All I gotta say, did you people out there? Did anybody get that right out there? Text me or tweet me. Just tell me, did you get it right like me? I nailed it because I knew Kobe would just write a check to help. It's more, I bet you $5 just to help the family. Here's some money, you know. And Todd, by the way, and this is what I was going to say, but I'm going to mention it. They probably were not even on the first row. They could have been on, like, row 2 or row 3. Sometimes they go through a couple of chairs when they're running football.
I think any of those that are on the floor, whether it's row 1, row 2, or row 3, they're premium seats.
Oh, no, it's an assumption of the risk.
You pay big money thinking maybe that Kobe Bryant's going to step on your foot.
But guess what? A lot of people don't pay big money. They'll give them sometimes away as a freebie. As a lot of you knows, my law firm, Penny Associates, sponsors at this time the Sacramento Kings NBA team, the pregame show. And so a lot of times they'll just say, hey, we got extra tickets, and they'll give them to someone up in the nosebleeds and bring them down and let them sit on the floor. So it could have been that, Todd. Even you, Todd, someday may sit on the floor.
I sit on the floor all the time at my house, but at a basketball game.
But I need to get more furniture. But the point is, I've actually been on the Kings floor, but only in the old Arco. In the old days, they would have their radio affiliates over and let them come to a practice and play on the team. And Vlade Divac lifted up my youngest daughter with a basketball, and she's like, she's like a couple of years old, and it holds her up so she can dunk the basketball.
Oh, that was
It
nice.
Was very cool. So the family memory we'll never forget. It was a cool That's thing. Good.
Well, let's talk about Johnny Depp wins an oral contract battle against his ex-lawyer. Denise, tell us you brought this up to me, and I'm going to start out with you because I'm going to have Todd, you give an overview of kind of what's going on. Denise, tell us about this motion and what the motion means and what the judge held and why it's kind of important. And you set the stage, Todd, as to what's going on. For those of you who don't know what's going on in the Johnny Depp lawsuit, this is so interesting. And the settlement that already occurred.
Sure. Well, okay, so this whole thing starts out with Johnny Depp in financial dire straits. And at some point in time, either himself or somebody on his behalf takes a look at his finances and says, hey, your management and or lawyers have been doing a lot of freewheeling with your money. And you might not have lost all of this money solely because of your spending, because it looks like they're doing a lot of stuff with it, unbeknownst to you. And so, without getting into all of the legal back and forth, the fact of the matter is, Depp filed a lawsuit against his management, filed a lawsuit against his lawyers. Part of his managers were also lawyers. And
against the accountants.
And against the accountants. And so, what ends up happening most recently is in the lawsuit that the lawyers countersued, claiming that they were owed money by Johnny Depp. You have to reimburse us for all of this. And the big issue in that countersuit was, at some point in time, somebody for Johnny Depp had to say, hey, lawyers who are countersuing, show us the written contract where we agreed to all of this and we have to pay you money. And they were unable to produce it because it was all pursuant to a verbal or, as they say, an oral agreement.
Yeah, like and now this, the stage here is definitely in California.
Yes.
And in California, any kind of contingency fee or any kind of a fee that involves money over $1,000 has to be in writing.
That's right.
And they did not have that requisite writing. And I'm not sure how it got to the motion was that was brought. I don't know if it was a summary judgment motion or if it was a declaratory relief portion of the complaint that was brought, but the judge determined that a oral or verbal agreement is not enough. So now floodgates are going to open, and this attorney is going to have to open his pocketbook.
They are. And the big concern right now in Hollywood, and the reason this is making waves in the industry, is apparently, and the court pointed this out in its ruling, where the court said, I don't think there's special rules for show business.
I like that.
I don't see an exception here. At some point, we have to comply with the law. And basically, he said, if you want to change the way you do business to allow these verbal agreements, you talk to the legislators, you change the law, and then you go that way. There's no agreement here for show business, but the industry practice had been, and this is why I think people are freaking out, is it's probably the industry practice to do a lot of this on the handshake or verbal agreement.
Right.
Yeah.
And the managers who were also attorneys, they also had just a verbal agreement.
That's right.
But they settled, and I think they wisely settled because I do believe that they were going to have problems.
They settled for what? $30 million or what?
It's undisclosed.
It's undisclosed. Okay.
But right now there are. Everybody down there is scrambling to find their clients to enter into written agreements.
Well, here's what, Todd. Yes. Todd, you brought up an interesting point. Why did they not do this? Lawyers know that they have to get this signed.
That's true. And I think that there are probably a good number of lawyers that did it just to remain competitive. Think about the practicality, the reality of the situation. You want to represent this client. You want to be comply with the law. You say a written agreement, and the client says, well, you know what? ABC law firm over here, they're not going to make me sign a written agreement. I'm going to go with them. And now you're losing money because some of the law firm is taking clients and they won't require a written agreement, and it gets to be problematic. Just to remain competitive, it's a practice they had to engage in. So, there's a lot of lawyers that are freaking out. I also think that there are probably a good number of lawyers that may be saying, thank heaven this is going to level the playing field since everybody now has to do it.
Right.
And the fun thing, do you know what the remedy is here?
What's the remedy?
Disgorgement of fees.
In other words, dump fees.
Yeah. The attorney has to return the fees he's already gotten.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. According to Deadline.com, the judge said, quote, I appreciate that there are good people in show business. Hello. And then, hey, so don't forget, even though this is going on, and remember, there's still a trial coming on board about the lifeguards suing Johnny Depp, his bodyguards suing him over pay and an assault of one of the lifeguards. Not that Johnny Depp assaulted him, but allegations of assault. These are all allegations. But Johnny Depp's also being sued by his bodyguards for payment. So, anyway, Johnny Depp's never out of lawsuits. So, we got to go. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, stay with us and tweet us at Radio Law.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Also, bring it up again if you need to. In fact, the judge kind of set the stage to try to put them as equal footing as possible so that they're going to settle. And now they're going to mediation.
Let me see if I understand, because I'm the criminal law guy, right?
Right.
So let me see if I understand ratification. Tell me if I'm explaining this wrong. So normally in a contract, if I agree to do this service for you and we have a contract and then there's an issue about payment, one of us can go forward, we both go forward and say, what is in the writing of the document? And the contract would control what happens. So you're saying that ratification is we don't have a written agreement, but if we can show that there is a pattern of me doing certain services and you paying me to do those services over a period of time, then it sort of if you're coming back at me and I say we have a contract and you say we don't have a contract, it's like me saying, well, then what were you paying me to do for the last year or whatever for you? Look at this pattern of payment. And a court could look at that and say, okay, even though you don't have a writing, there is this pattern of payment back and forth for services. So the fact that you were paying him for it indicates that there was this verbal contract and you owe him.
Correct.
Okay.
That's
right. Making sure I understand.
That's right. And mediation is a lot of fun. Mediation is a process that the parties actually control it. There is a mediator that is neutral and acts as just kind of a person that keeps the process going. And both parties then can talk to the mediator, and they can say their side of the story, and then the mediator can make suggestions about how they're going to resolve things, or even separately caucus with each side and say, hey, this is the weakness here, or this is a strength for them, and get them closer together.
Do they talk to each other in mediation, or does it always rim through the mediator? Because I've seen, like, on the Judge Judy show or whatever, she'll say, well, if you're going to talk to each other, what am I here for, right?
Yeah, no, they talk to each other, and they talk to the mediator.
Well, it depends.
It depends on how the mediator wants to
run the
mediation.
So this is how this works in mediation. So a lot of courts, again, in California do this, but a lot of other courts in the United States, require parties to go mediate or arbitrate the case. In other words, you got to go talk about it.
You got to make an attempt at resolution.
Right. Before you're coming to my court, which is busy and we're full of cases, you got to go mediate or arbitrate. So what happens is, you're required to basically to go mediate. Most mediate. The vast majority will go mediate. And what happens is you hire a retired lawyer, a retired judge, and these retired judges make very good money as mediators after they retire. It's a great thing. You've got your retirement, and then now you're making, I don't know, but I've seen
probably $1,000 a day.
At least,
yes.
Sometimes more
mm-hmm.
than $1,000 a day. And that's good money last time I checked.
Question about mediation, all right? So there are varying different types of cases that can go to mediation. I'll use two as an example. You've probably been in mediation in your family law cases.
I'm a mediator.
Okay, so you're a mediator for divorce and things like that. And let's take something else like construction deficit. Right. Or construction
defect.
Okay. And let's say there is an argument there, your house was built on a crappy foundation or whatever, and that's getting set into mediation. We'd agree, vastly different issues in construction defect as to family law issues relating to child support and spousal support. Are there mediators, and I know we don't like to use the specialized word in as lawyers, because there are very few certified specialization, so we don't use that. But are there mediators who only – would you want a mediator that only does family law because that is the area of law that they know, or do you just pick a list and you get a mediator and you don't know what their background is?
So let me answer that. So the answer is most of the time, no, they're not only doing one type of mediation because they're not going to pigeonhole themselves. But the vast majority of time, you know who is the best mediator at what. For example, in personal injury, a lot of the top mediators are former insurance company defense trial lawyers or plaintiff's lawyers that are retired. That's who we will use and the insurance company will use. A lot of times they're just people, we try not to get someone that is just a run-of-the-mill lawyer. I still remember doing that one time with a lawyer that was more of a family law lawyer, and it was a personal injury case, and they came in and basically, as weird as this sound, was completely on my side, said the case was worth three times more than even I thought it was worth, and really had no basis. And it hurt the case.
Yeah.
Why it hurt the case is my client thought, wow, this case is worth this much. And I knew, as a guy who does this all the time, they're not even close. And so it does hurt for a mediator to go too high or too low, because then it polarizes.
Well, they're supposed to remain neutral. So when you're a mediator in a case, you're not really supposed to pick sides. You're supposed to stay neutral and make suggestions and come with creative solutions. That's really the mediator's role.
I would just think, in a mediation standpoint, it would be helpful to have a mediator who was at least familiar with the subject matter of the law in general. You take a person that does nothing but construction defect, and you put them in a family law realm where they've never even had to use a disomaster and try to conduct child support and do all of this kind of stuff. You want them to at least know what's going on in the area of the law. And in that regard, if you know who the mediator is and you can pick the mediator, I think that's helpful to the judicial process, not to throw judges under the bus. I would never want to do that. But if I go out, and I can because I have 10 years of experience, not that I want to or ever would, but technically I could go out and run for judge. And let's say, miracle of miracles, I win. And now I, Todd Kunin, am a judge of the Superior Court, and my entire legal background is criminal law. Theoretically, I could get an assignment in civil law. I could get an assignment in family law. And it's an area of law now because I'm an elected judge. I'm over a certain area of law of which I know absolutely nothing.
But they can learn. That's the thing. They can learn.
They go to boot camp.
Yes.
They go to like a family law boot camp.
But there's no substitute. There's no substitute for experience.
True.
And if you take a case that has been sent to a before a Superior Court judge who has no background in family law, do you find it helpful if that case gets kicked to a mediator who at least understands the ins and outs of family law, and then that mediator can make a recommendation back to the judge after mediation, just to sort of help the judge get up to speed if it's not what they normally
do? Well, mediators don't really do recommendations. They don't. The mediation is a private, confidential, and by law, it cannot be, anything happens in mediation, it cannot be introduced into trial.
Sure.
Because it's considered settlement, so it's protected.
Gotcha.
But it's very helpful to have mediation, bet.
One thing about mediation, and there's a number of mediators I've used all throughout the years, and there's one mediator that's always said this, and I always, And by the way, I can go do mediations or arbitrations. In fact, I'm a judge pro tem for Placer County, which means you can go sit as a temporary judge. But I don't have time. Anyway, so remember this caveat. A good mediation, you walk out of the case, is when both parties are not happy.
Same with the trial.
Both parties are not happy.
Okay. They both feel like they gave up too much.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That is a good mediation, and that to the mediators is a good settlement. And a good mediator will turn to each side and say, if you walk out here unhappy and the other side walks out unhappy, I did my job.
Judges will say that too.
Yes.
Judges will say that probably more than mediators. Mediators, because it's such a cooperative environment, usually people walk out of there and they're happy, especially if they come to mediation first before they turn to the court system.
Well, yeah, don't get me wrong. Doesn't mean you're not happy, but not satisfied. You wanted more. Let's put it that way. You wanted more.
I like the way you described
it.
You felt like you left stuff on the table.
That's exactly right. And that's a good mediation and a good settlement. So I, as a personal injury lawyer, I truly believe in the mediation process. I think the vast majority of cases should settle in mediation, and the going to trial is a waste of time and money for everyone.
It costs so much.
We'll be back second hour and apply a little bit of deodorant, and at least I will. And,
do I offend?
We'll talk to you later. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.